Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Oh,
butterfly. To be in the presence of the Lord. And I know what time is, cause time stood still. Bodies were healed, families restored, because we stay here in the presence of the Lord. And no one had to say a word. Couldn't even make a sound. But I'd give up everything for this treasure I found. Never wanted to be more. I don't want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. I want you to go. My heart is burning in your presence, Lord. And I want
anybody feel like I feel in this room? I want more. Jesus, I want more. Come on, if you feel like I feel, would you cry that out in this room today? My heart is
I want you to come on.
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to you. See that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. No one else can take your place. Now when I wanna feel the warmth of your embrace, help me find my way. Bring me back to you. Everybody say it tonight. Nah, nah, nah. Oh, oh, oh. Said I seen you working on the no. And I want you to work in me. Said I seen you heal the sick through others. And I want you to work in me. Lay it all down again. Mishkataba. To hear you say, I'm your friend. Because I see
you
said I've seen you working others. The Bible says that we are to be provoked to jealousy in a good thing. But I want you to know that the anointing of God is not relegated but to one name, and that is Jesus. I've seen some things. I've seen some anointed people. I've seen men and women pray to the power of God move. So happy to have my mother here, the international mother. That's what, yeah. Mother Winan. And I saw my brother David, my eldest brother David, had been living for about 3 days with a ruptured appendix. The poison was all through his body. They weren't expecting him to live, and
gone to the hospital. They operated one. And then they got him in and they saw more. They had to operate again. And when they finished that second operation, they came back and told them that there was another pocket of poison that they need to go in and get. And at the time, my father said, no. I don't know why I let you operate in the first place. And he called for the elders of the church. And they came in and prayed. Elder Stacks and Elder Weatherspoon. And they said, Lord, for his grandfather's sake, heal him. And the doctors came back and said, we don't know where it went, but the poison is gone. David is alive today because I've seen you work, and I want you to work in me. Everybody that wants God to do something through them, just say that one time. Say, I see and I want you to work. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Second Chronicles, the 5th chapter. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. I wish I had a voice tonight. I was hollering the other day. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting. Yield it and still. Second Chronicles and Mother Boyd was here. She might say it like this. Y'all ready? Y'all got to go with me. Use me, Lord, in your service. Draw me nearer every day. I'll be willing, Lord, to run on all the way. If I falter, Second Chronicles 5 and 11. Second Chronicles 5 and 11, and we'll begin reading at the 11th verse. If you have it, indicate by shouting amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I was sitting here, and we have a set thing that we do every morning. We give our passage of scripture, we give our prayer. But this morning, the Lord took me somewhere. Those of you all have been listening in and tuning in this morning, if you have noticed that everything that we were listening to this morning was in the mode of worship and giving of ourselves to the Lord. We were taken this morning into a place that I honestly believe that we need to stay in this vein. We're going to pray and we're going to ask God to bless the words that he has placed into my heart to share with you on this morning. And I must warn you in advance, there is no passage of scripture that goes with what Lord has laid on my heart. I just want to share with you what the Lord has been downloading since we've been on the air this morning. If you would, for a moment, just lend me your hearts. It's not going to be a long, drawn-out prayer. It's just going to be us talking to the Lord for a couple of seconds here. And then we'll share what the Lord has laid on my heart to share with you this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, take the reins of these words and part into these your people the very thing that's necessary and vital for their good success. Download into them what you have downloaded into me. Father, as I hide myself behind the cross, my prayer is that they see you and not me. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And the body of Christ said, amen. As I sit here this morning and I wept as I listened to the different songs that I could honestly say it ministered to my heart. I could honestly say it ministered to me where I am. Because in all honesty and fairness, ladies and gentlemen, I needed to hear God on this morning. I needed him to speak in a way that I could receive clarity. And on this morning, I heard him loud and clear. And so this morning, I want to share with you what he gave to me to share with you. And it's just a simple question, and I hope, I pray, I sincerely desire that you heard what the Lord had to say, has to say on this morning. And the question simply is, what do you want? A simple question, but it's a very life-changing answer. What do you want? Because we can get caught up in the houses and get up caught up in the finances. We can get caught up in all the things. Now, don't get me wrong. These things are necessary. Yes, they are. But my question to you is, what happens when that thing becomes your God? What happens when that thing gets more worship, that thing gets more attention, that thing gets more reverence, that thing gets more accolades, that thing gets more praiseworthy reports than your God does? What happens? What happens? What happens? What do you really Well, and I'm going to be honest with you. That's the reason why a lot of times we can't hear from God is because we focus so much on the things of life. We focus on the treasures that's found in this earth, in this earthly realm. We find these treasures and we get caught up in these treasures. See, the thing that I've learned, the thing that I'm learning and the thing that I've learned in my past is that if I put God first in everything that I do, He'll make everything else make sense. He'll bring things together. He'll put things in perspective. He'll put things into a alignment with your mind and with your heart. He'll put that thing in alignment with your spirit, man. He'll put that thing in alignment with your conversation with Him. He'll put that thing in alignment with your heart and your mind and your soul. But my question to you is, what do you desire the most? Because a lot of times we can desire things. And because God says, I will give you the desires of your heart, He'll give them to you. Even though He knows that when He gives it to you, it's going to be like a kid on Christmas. He's been asking for that same toy all year long. And because we are a good parent, we give it to him. And after playing with it for about 10, 15 minutes, watch this here. It loses its attraction. It loses its luster. The battery starts to go down and it's not as loud as it was. It's not as bright as it was. The attention span on it is gone. But because you desire it, He gives it to you. And here He is waiting to see how you handle it. And see, sometimes God gives it to you to see where your heart is really at. Is your heart really in to the gift? Or is your heart really into the giver? Is your heart really into the built relationship that you've had with Him? Or is it in, oh my God, or is it into the shiny glitter and luster of this world? Romans 12 says it like this. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then he says, be ye conformed of this world. And be ye conformed, not transformed, by the renewing of your mind. I have a question this morning for those real believers. What's on your mind? What are you thinking? What are you, come on here and allow me to help you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. What is on your mind? What have you allowed to come in and have space? What have you allowed to sit that's got you distracted? What is keeping you from moving forward? What is keeping you from seeing what God wants you to see what's keeping you. Because we can get caught up in all of this stuff. He says it like this in his word. He says that you cannot serve two masters. He said you cannot serve mammon and God. Man and God. Joshua told him like this. He said, choose you to say who you will serve. He said, whether you will choose to serve the Ammonites, God, in which land you live, or the land where the gods of your forefathers, of your fathers, that's on the other side of the flood. He said, but as for me and my house, he said, I will serve the Lord. So my question to you is this: where does your loyalty lies in this equation of life? You do know there's going to be a day just going to come when you're going to have to choose. You're going to have to make that decision whether you want the bread of this world or you want the relationship with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you don't choose correctly, your life, and some places it's already happening. Let's get real. And some places it's already happening. It's evident in the land that we're living in right now. It's evident in the times that we're living in right now. There are people right now that are being given choices. Either you're going to serve us or you're going to go ahead on and watch this here. Or you're going to die. Choose you this day who you will serve. It's not a complicated question. It's not a difficult question. But can I be honest with you? Can I be the life-changing word that you need to hear today? I would rather be on the side of God than to be on the side of the ones that God is going to judge. I would rather serve God and know that my end is greater than my tenow. Yes, God. My end is greater than my tenow. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm good with it. I'm okay. And if I have to lose some people along the way, well, God, you know, you yield an increase. You yield an increase. You touch, you move, you shift, you place in the places, you take, the Bible says you put them up and you take them down. So evidently, this is one of those takedown situations that I have to learn how to live with. What do you want? What good does it do for a man to gain the whole world and to turn around and to lose his soul? What profit is it for you to have everything and nothing at the same time? I was listening to a motivational speaker, and he shared something so powerful. He says, and we sit back, and we see the millionaires driving the Rolls Royces and the Bentleys, and they got all the money in the bank, and they got people all around them. They got people that serve them breakfast, serve them dinner, serve them lunch. Got people that drive them around, lay out their clothes. He said, but they're still lonely. And we're sitting back and we're on the outside looking in, saying, I wish I was them. He said, but little do you know that They got all of those people and they got all that stuff around them, but yet they are still alone. They're driving that Bentley, going around the curve, in their mind plotting, should I take this car and jump the rail? Should I take this car and crash it into the wall? And just end it all right here, right now, because I got everything and I have nothing at the same time. The Bible says money answers all things. Yes, it does. But my question is, what happens when you think money is everything? Oh, God, you finna mess these people up this morning. What happens when you think money is everything? You may be able to buy everything that you want. 16 different pair of tennis shoes, 25 different pair of dress shoes, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15, 20 different types of suits in all different colors, and the socks to match, and the ties to match, and the shirts and the cufflinks to match, and you got all of that, but yet and still you still alone. Tell you really the evidence that the Bible talks about. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. My question to you is, what are you looking for as evidence of the thing that's not seen? Are you misreading? Are you misreading the files? Are you misreading the scene? Are you misreading the whole entire outlook of the situation? Are you misreading it? Or you sitting back and you're saying to yourself, I need this. I need that. And none of the things that you need is a relationship with God. Trying to figure out your next boyfriend when you need to be figuring out, the next time that you need to be in the presence of the Lord. I need trying to figure out your next boo thing, your next wife, your next girlfriend. When you really need to be in the presence of the Lord. Choose you this day who you will serve. The danger of misreading the evidence, misreading what you see. We have to be very careful, people of God, that our eyes don't get entangled with what we see around us. Misread the contents. And make a fatal mistake and choose the wrong thing. My one desire is to be in the presence of the Lord. Because in his presence is the fullness of joy and pleasures evermore. Question is to you. Have you mistaken the pleasures of the Lord with the desires of this world? I love you. I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't share it with you. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. For not only is he able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all I can ask or think, but he will propel us to where we need to be. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Let's not make the mistake, people of God. Let's not make that mistake, people of God. Let's not make that mistake, people of God. Continue to look toward the hills which come in our help. And our help comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you is our prayer. We will do the scripture reading for this morning, and we'll acknowledge the countries after we come back from this commercial break. We love you so much. We appreciate you. Continue to listen in. Continue to call in. Continue to put that word out there. Continue to put that knowledge out there. Continue to put this broadcast out there, because we want to help you. We want to be the blessing that push you, drive you, and keep you safe within Jesus. Amen? Within the Lord, within your relationship with God. That's our desire. Amen? So we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
because of your prayers for me, I'm still here. I'm stronger, and I'm better. Hey, can you switch in now?
I made it. I'm trying my best not to get caught up in this thing, but I'm just so grateful that God allowed me to see what I needed to see and to comprehend where I am and know who I am in Him. Amen. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning comes from the book of Ecclesiastes 5 and 18, and it writes this. It says, "Behold, that which I have seen is, it is good and comely for one to eat and drink and enjoy the goods of all his labor that he has taken under the sun all the days of his life, which God giveth him for his portion." Amen. Amen. That's Ecclesiastes 5, verse 18. I want to make sure we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank God for you, and we ask that you guys continue to share and continue to be a part of what God is doing in this time and in this hour that he has set and orchestrated in our lives and in your lives as well. And we thank you for it, and know that we are continuing to pray for you, continuing to seek God for you on your behalf, because we understand that there is so much going on in those countries, and we're consistent and constantly praying for you. We have the United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Ghana, we have Kenya, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Russia, we have Saudi Arabia, we have Bulgaria, we have Hong Kong, China, United Kingdom, and Mexico. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for continuing to be connected to us, connected with us in what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We ask that you continue to be a part of what God is continually saying in this hour and in this time. Please do not lose hope, for we understand that in this thing, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Our desire in this hour and in this time, ladies and gentlemen, should always be that we seek God and we seek him more and more each day, that we become more like him, more like him. Amen. More like him. And the more we become like him, the stronger and better our situation and circumstance will get. Amen. Amen. So thank you guys again for so much for listening in. We're going to go ahead on and go into our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer, which simply says this. Romans 10:9 says that if we confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. It's not complicated. It's very easy, ladies and gentlemen, that to know that even in the midst of what we may see physically going on around us, God has his hand not just on our life, but he has his hand in our life. And if we're real careful, we could see the evidence of God doing what he does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. We can't We can't focus on what's going on around us, because we have to understand that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask and think. This is that opportunity right now that we're going to extend to you to get your focus back, to get your focus back right on who you need to be seeking after, who you need to be chasing after. And that is for you to chase after our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So let us do this. I'm going to pray. And as I pray, I want you to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior by simply just lifting up your hands and saying, okay, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Choose me. I'm in the midst of it now. I'm trying to get it right. I'm trying to fix it right now. And I want you to work on me. I want you to work with me. I want you to work through me. Show me who you are. Show me where I need to be at in you. Amen. And continue to trust in him, because it is in him we live. It's in him we breathe. It's in him we have our being. And we cannot do anything without him. Amen. Amen. So this morning, let us pray. Let us pray. And I'm going to reintroduce that scripture into our prayer. And when I say that scripture, just go ahead and lift your hands. Those of you all who want to give your life, lift your hands and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice. God, our prayer is, God, that they would yield their hearts to you this morning. They come, God, with their sins already on their minds and on their hearts, God. The things that they have done that was not pleasing in your sight. Father, we pray today, God, as they bring them to you today, as they lay their lives, God, before you. God, we pray today, God, that they would walk into the Romans 10 and 9 passage of scripture that says that they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you died on the cross for their sins, and they are now saved. God, thank you for putting them in the safety of your care on this morning. God, that they give their life, God, that they give their life to you right now in this time and in this presence right now. They give their life to you. And that they receive you for who you are, and they receive you so they can become a part of you. Amen. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, we thank you right now, God, even for those who are in the midst of the valley of decision, who cannot make this decision or have not made that decision to give their life. God, we pray for them this morning. God, our sincere prayer this morning, God, is that They stay in your graces, oh God, that you keep them in your grace, keep them in your covering, God, until they can make that final decision, that finite decision. But Lord, put an urgency in their hearts and let them know, God, that it is time is winding up and they need to make a decision like today, like right now. God, just urge and nudge their hearts, God, that in the time that they have left, they need to make the decision to walk after you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. Those of you all who would like to sow on this morning, you could do so by going to one of three ways on this morning. We have our Cash App, we have our PayPal, and we have our Zelle. The Cash App is $WGC2020. The other one is our PayPal is paypal.me/worldwidegc. And the other one is the Zelle. And those numbers that you could send that your seed to is 832-816-7997 or 832-816-7933. Either one of those numbers, you could send those to us as far as sowing your seed. And remember, the seed that you sow into us, we take that seed and we sow that seed into other ministries and other people. And so that way, watch this here. This is how you receive a harvest from a field that you did not plant, because you sowed a seed in one area and God urged in our hearts to sow that seed somewhere else. And when we sow there, you receive a harvest, we receive a harvest as we sow these seeds together. Amen. Amen. And those of you all that are currently looking for a church home, let me help you real quick. We are the pastors of the Abba House International as well. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook. We're currently doing our services Facebook Live. You can go to the Abba House Facebook page and connect with us there. And we will be more than happy to help you. If you're looking for a church home right now, currently, as you're looking for your church home, please make sure that you mask up, make sure you use your sanitizer, but also make sure that that pastor and that preacher is speaking and preaching what they live on the outside of that pulpit. Make sure that they life line up. Amen. So we want to make sure that we put those things into your ear. Those of you all who gave your life, we want to make sure that you put those things in your ear. Find you a good Bible. Find you a church home, and make sure that the pastor is doing what he's supposed to do, or she is doing what she's supposed to do as far as covering you. Amen? Amen. Know that in every instance in your life that God is not only able, but he is well able to get you to you where you need to be at. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless God. We bless the power of God that's on your life. And know that everything is working together for your good. Fear not for the things that are seen, a temple for the things that are unseen is eternal. There's an eternal grace that's attached to your life. Know that all you have to do is just rest in God, and he'll do the rest. Amen? Amen. Blessings to your life. Blessings to you. Blessings to every part of your life. And know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Trust in him, for he is God, and beside him there is no one. Amen? Amen. Listen, we're going to go ahead on, and we're going to listen to some really good gospel music for a little bit. God bless you. We thank you so much, and we ask that you guys continue to partner up with us. Remember to share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Remember to continue to share that number, and continue to share that number. Continue to share with a friend and with a neighbor, and let them know that we're here 5 days a week. We have something for you 5 days a week right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you, and we'll talk with you guys, and we'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. God bless you. For our Women's Day Thursday, Lady Douglas will be on the air with you guys as far as the Women's Day Thursday broadcast. Remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is going to be on the air on Thursday, and we're going to have a fired word from a fired up woman of God. Remember that. Remember that. God bless you. We look forward to you guys tuning in and being a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. God bless you.
Magnify yourself.
out your hand and say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Power fall down, bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your faith.
Oh,
fill up this space. My world needs you.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
My world needs you.